That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Speaking of chick things, somebody sent us a story about how women, what they don't like about their friends, secretly don't like about their friends. We all know women, pretty much everything they don't like about their friends. No, I'm joking. But it looks like it's more of a woman thing, isn't it? No, I'm not saying that. Guys are pretty bad, too. But no, I don't think we're... There's a great Brian Regan bit where he's talking about men and women, how they're different. I want to preface it that way. It sounds lame. They're different, of course.
One's from Venus, one's from Mars?
Yeah, that crap. But he was talking about, he goes, I'll give you an example. And he tells a story about how he, it showed up by Reels the other day, I remember this. And they had a friend, some dude, his wife and them knew that got divorced recently. So Brian Regan went and golfed with a guy that day, and he came home from golf, and the wife goes, well, how's Jim doing since the divorce? He goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it.
Yeah, right.
He spent 5 hours on the golf course. It's a great bit. Nobody does it better than Brian Regan, obviously.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know. We didn't talk about it, you know.
Is he talking about a baby or something, too? What's the baby's name? He's like, good question.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in that. It's really hilarious.
I have literally had that conversation with my wife after golfing with Todd. She's like, oh, how was Todd? What's going on with this thing? And I go, I don't know. We talked about golf. What are you thinking here? 9-iron?
Yeah.
That's about as deep as it got.
Right, right.
What specifically was she probing about?
I don't even remember.
There's really nothing.
What's your porn site? What are you looking for from porn?
Yeah, did he find that video he was looking for?
Yeah. He's typing crazy sucks, she said.
Yeah.
How's Todd doing? Well, he's looking for this video.
Yeah, I don't remember what
you really want to know? This is what he's bothering him right now.
I don't remember what she was asking me about, but I was, weren't you guys, but we didn't talk about anything but golf.
Right.
I mean, I think it might have been just as innocuous. Well, how's Todd? How's he?
I don't know.
Fine.
I don't know.
Seemed the same.
He showed up on time and golfed. You know, he golfed.
We didn't talk about that.
He seems okay. You know, golfed.
Yeah. We talked about golf while we were playing golf.
Exactly.
The piece we're looking at is 6 common things people secretly hate about their friends.
I originally thought this story was going to be about golf, but it seems like they're all chicky.
Well, the first one is
or gay duty
universal.
Yeah. I said duty.
Political opinions.
Okay.
Doesn't matter one side or the other, but you can definitely hate your friend's political opinions. That's valid. You know,
especially
men
now,
or women.
Best you know, right?
Men
right.
or women.
Yeah. You just don't hang out with them. Yeah. Try not to.
Yeah, deep end guys. You know, I don't think I'm friends with anybody way right.
We're probably not.
No, I'm friendly with people like that, but I don't really hang out with people like that.
Yeah, they're acquaintances.
I don't really hang out with anybody, but
yeah, there's a good. Yeah.
Or you just don't talk about it. It's easy to avoid.
If you do, if everybody agrees,
yeah.
If everybody agrees, if somebody just throws some crap out there.
Oh yeah,
random crap. You know,
you got like guys.
This is one. There's one out there. There's a bit going out where somebody walks up to a table. And some friend says, tells the rest of the people at the table, oh, yeah, Jim doesn't like me now because I like Trump. And then Jim says, basically, no, I don't like you now because you like lying and hating and that kind of stuff. It's not about the person. And it, you know, I hate to get too into it that way, but I think a lot of people feel that way. But in this day and age,
that's you're condoning the actions.
Exactly, right. Condoning.
Yeah. If you could be on board with that,
if you and you, how can you vote for somebody that hates somebody that you love? A lot of that comes under the rainbow flag stuff too, you know, and women for that matter.
Yeah, and more stuff is getting pushed into the political
arena. And the blue wave showed up last night too, so we're on the right side of history.
I found a way to avoid stuff like that. I was talking to a dude, he's like, January 6th was a false flag. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Move on.
But they'd say nothing else.
I got a friend of mine, though.
There's
I got
no
a friend
reason
of mine,
to get into it.
I got a friend of mine that leans left like I do, is left. And his problem is sometimes we'll be in an area, and I know two or three of the people are not lefties, and my lefty buddy will start bringing stuff up out loud because he's drunk. I said, shut up, just shut up. Everything's cool now. Don't start this. We're just drinking and having fun. Do not start this.
And you know what else?
I know.
Yeah, all these categories political seem to apply more to, you know, I don't want to be a pig here, but women treat friendships a little differently. They seem to go through a lot more friends than guys do.
They admit that.
Yeah, I don't think that's piggish to say. I think that's just kind of a reality. I mean,
women admit that.
They have a different relationship with friendship than dudes do.
Yeah, they do.
And quite honestly, Todd, it's probably a little more complex than ours.
Probably.
It is a lot more.
You know?
It's a lot more. Yes, it is a lot more.
Dudes, friends, we're very simple about things, you know? Right. We don't overthink things, you know?
They probably could a little more.
Yeah. That's probably an argument to be made.
Or I could just think things, let alone overthink.
We were out with a couple of friends of ours. We're both friends with each of the spouses. I'm an old friend of the guy for years, and my wife knows the wife pretty well now too, for that matter. So at one point, the woman is telling my wife about her grandkid, some intricate story about a grandkid, like a 3-year-old grandkid. And my buddy goes, stop it. She doesn't care. It's grandkid crap. She doesn't care. And I said, thanks for saying that, because we don't care. I mean, we're happy you had grandkids. We care a little bit about kids. I've had this argument a few times. You care a little about people's kids. You ask people, your friends, you ask them about their kids. Once they start bringing in the grandkids, you go, nobody cares, man. Congratulations, you got great grandkids, you know. And she, my wife goes, no, I want to hear about it. She kind of meant she wanted to hear about it. My buddy said, no, you don't. I can tell your face you don't want to hear about it. But I think women will care. Guys don't care.
Mostly, I'm betting he was reading your face. Because
because we were having our own conversation. So I wasn't even involved in it. But I was glad he brought it up, because I've been talking about this before, how people with friends, they care about their friends' kids because they know those. They were around when they were born. They'll get questions. Once it gets further down the line, you got.
Yeah. I think women do. I've seen
women do. I'm talking about men. Don't. Oh, yeah. Men don't.
I've seen my wife.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, actively, you know, involved in a conversation about kids we don't know.
That's a woman thing.
Yeah. There's times, too, where she'll start talking about somebody, you know, like, who's that? And she'll be like, I'm like, I don't know them. And then, like, she'll just keep talking about them.
I know. that's the house I live in, too, Nick. Yeah.
She's like, are you listening?
You know her. You met her once.
I have not.
She played with Madison. She played softball with Madison when they were, like, 12. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. No, I don't remember any of that, man.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if you were involved in the grandchild conversation, your face would immediately say, I don't care.
I don't mind.
You can't hide your face.
Happy, healthy, in a picture. Other than that, you know, don't care. You know, and they don't care either. you know, for that matter.
You can't hide your I'm bored as if eyes.
No, I cannot. No, I cannot. Keeps me out of some conversation, I think, too, for that matter.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Get you
so what are the other one? What are the political opinions is the first one. What was the other one?
Lack of reciprocity is the next one.
Oh, the friend has to be a good friend back.
A friendship where one person constantly feels that they're putting more into the friendship emotionally or in terms of effort can lead to feelings of resentment.
I think that's where complexity comes into this, and we don't really care so much.
Because women seem to tolerate that a little more. You know, that happens with a guy, and they're not friends anymore. Yeah. They just don't hang out.
Yeah, but I think there's also an element to dude friendships where, you know, if you know, you could be friends with somebody, not see them for months, and just like, oh, hey.
Oh, yeah. Or years.
What up?
Or years.
And it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Eric makes
or
that point. My wife will see an old friend she hasn't seen in 10 years in public and spend an hour talking to her. I'll see a friend I haven't seen in 10 years and get caught up in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's no animosity between dudes who haven't.
No.
If like, oh, well, why haven't you called me? Why haven't you texted in the last 9 months or a year?
No.
Well, I don't know. And then dudes are like, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
No, you don't even have that conversation. It's not. Why haven't you checked in?
No, we don't. We don't care.
It's your turn.
And the older
call.
You get, by the way, you're going to have friends that are 30, 40, 50 years ago. And you're going to you could not see them people or see them or contact them at all in 30 years. And also you get a text. You go, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing, man?
I got a few friends that I hear from on a yearly or so basis. And it's fine. It's cool. You know?
No, there's any number of guys that I've gotten in touch with and hung out with that I haven't seen, you know, since college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too, Puss.
And that was some time ago.
Whoever I'm talking to right now.
Yeah. Right over there.
I know
you can't keep track of dudes you're looking at.
You're my work colleagues. That's all you are, man. Yeah, that's starting to scare me. Yeah,
that's why he doesn't return any of my calls, because he thinks I'm Puss.
Damn.
My wife's got one of these friends. Flakiness.
Call.
They don't. The people don't like flakiness.
Oh, yeah.
Last minute bailing on something.
Or flaky altogether.
I would
or
also throw in
full
into
on
that,
nut job. Right?
The one friend who is always late.
Oh,
I got one of those.
Yeah.
But we're used to him.
But still, it sucks.
It's rude.
He joins us.
I'm a puss. Yeah. It's rude. It's rude.
The ranger will give him a ride, and he'll join us on the second tee.
Yeah.
And we'll play 17.
How about leave
together.
The house a little earlier, man?
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
I don't understand full-grown adults who can't budget their time.
Right.
Their opinion. No, their time's more important than yours, puss.
Yeah, there's that.
That's how it seems.
There's that.
Yeah,
there could be some ADD, depression. Who knows?
But every day,
this
every
guy
time?
Has done this his entire life, so it's just become
he's just that guy.
He's just that guy.
Is he on time to his job?
I don't know.
Great question, Nick.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got that friend. You know that if we're all meeting at the bar at 7, he'll be there at 8:15.
Right.
You know, he'll that's the guy.
Right. I know he's not like late for airplanes or anything. He's just late for tea time.
Yeah.
He's just late to stuff he thinks he can be late to.
Right.
Exactly, because Todd doesn't care.
Well, at some point, you start to wonder if he's just late to the things he doesn't really care about that much.
He wanted to be there to begin with, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Well, then just say no. I don't want to golf instead of showing up two holes late.
Oh, he wants to golf. He loves to golf.
You're always Todd types in two holes late, too, sometimes in porn. Two holes late. I have no idea what that means.
Well, he's the kind of guy that I will tell tea time is 45 minutes before.
But he caught
is.
On to you?
Yeah.
So basically he would miss a 9 holes if he did, you know that right.
Oh, no. Sometimes. Like the time I actually gave him the real tee time, second hole. He joins us on the second hole.
All right.
But if you fudge it a little bit, then he'll show up.
You're just teeing off on one going, well, I might be just doing this alone today.
He's your second hole friend. I like that. My second
Everybody
hole
needs
friend.
A second hole friend.
Todd's giving that title to a lot of people. My second hole friend.
Second hole friend. Cameron Logson, Jessie Mae Peluso. Cameron in the studio. Jessie's going to phone the program. She was due to talk to us last week. I'm hesitant to plug her show again. Not her show, actually. She's not doing comedy in town.
The show she's hosting on Netflix.
Yeah. Right. But she's a funny
Surviving
lady.
Paradise.
Yeah. And there's a few more things on this list about friends here that we'll finish up
when
we get back.
Yeah. Or do friends treat each other like we all treat each other? Yeah.
We have
you
a complicated
a
relationship with the word friendship.
You get a big head. You were the fat kid. You're the nerd. You're in the band. You know.
You got played with as a kid.
Yeah. What was that again?
I said you got played with as a kid.
Wow, that came from Puss today. All right.
Well, if we're running down the list of things we get made fun of about
that,
by
that
our
might be
friends,
the worst, actually. Played with.
He said with air quotes.
That's what he calls it. Played with. Right. Yeah. That's what
the band was
heard.
A choice.
Yeah. No, from Christie says you
hanging
just
out
get in
geeks,
touch with
man.
Your college friends when you need some place to crash.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, you're the moocher, man. You're
that's
moocher.
True.
Can I stay at your house for 9 days?
They call you Todd the Mooch. Brandt, they call it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.